Hello and welcome to our next episode of Saber Speaks, which is our podcast here in Sartell St. Stephen, talking about all things that are happening inside the school district. And this week we are on week two of CKLA. Let me remind the audience that the publishing company is called Amplify, and CKLA stands for Core Knowledge Language Arts. I'm here with three teachers, Kelsey Stobey from Oak Ridge, and Jesse Omschenk and Sadie Amundsen from Palmetto. Welcome to all three of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, well, let's just continue on in the conversation and say, how's it going in kindergarten over at Oak Ridge?
Very good. Once again, my name is Kelsey Stobey, and I teach kindergarten at Oak Ridge, and CKLA is going great. We spend 60 minutes every day on skills, so that's building the phonemic awareness and foundational skills that students need to progress in their reading and become readers. And then we also spend 60 minutes on knowledge, which is where they focus more on stories and comprehension and vocabulary.
Mm-hmm. And to remind the audience from last week, we have traditionally been focusing on skills, we being educational professionals. And now there's a body of information that's telling us that we need to also emphasize knowledge, mm-hmm. right? So skills and knowledge, not just skills. Okay, so Jesse, how's it going for you here at Palmetto?
It's going well. I'm Jesse Omschenk. I teach first grade. I teach CKLA. It's almost exactly the same as what Kelsey said. We have 60 minutes of skills, 60 minutes of knowledge every day. The kids are really digging it. It's been going well. I am piloting the program also with Mrs. Hanowski and Lizzie Trudell and Chris Trace.
So not unlike Riverview Intermediate School, we have four of roughly 12 sections. I know second grade has 13 mm-hmm. sections,
yep.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So four teachers in each grade level are piloting this with the idea of we try to find out the strengths, weaknesses, mm-hmm. so that as we go to a complete implementation of all staff next year, we can help guide that transition for everyone else. Okay, mm-hmm. thank you. And so Sadie, tell us a little bit about second grade.
Yes, so my name is Sadie Amundsen, and like both of them just said, the skills and knowledge pieces, the students are really enjoying it. They're enjoying the stories that come with knowledge, and skills has been a lot of fun to teach too with the different readers and things that we've been doing.
Okay. I was in your classroom the other day when we had our false recording of this, and I noticed you have a map about, like, the Asia, and I noticed, like rivers, like the Ganges, and all kinds of stuff. Tell me what's that about?
That was part of our Early Asian Civilization unit. That was the second one in CKLA Knowledge. So we were talking about the importance of rivers, different religions, and how civilization started. Mm-hmm. And then they were filling out maps, and we were going step by step with each of those two.
So that's part of the knowledge component in
yes.
CKLA, where you had a unit on ancient Asian civilization, right? And is that right? Did I get that
early
right?
Asian.
Early
yes.
Asian. Sorry, thank you. Civilization. And so they're learning about different rivers, and they're learning about different religions that emanate from that part of the world. They're learning about different cultures from that world, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And what are some other knowledge? Well, that's your second unit, correct?
Yes.
What was your first unit?
The first one was fairy tales and tall tales. So we had things like Paul Bunyan, Beauty and the Beast. And then we have Greek myths coming up too. We have human body, nature cycles, insects, War of 1812, and the Civil War too.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of going back, well, if I'm hearing you correctly, you're going back and forth. So tall tales and fables. You have fables in first grade, don't you?
Correct. That
yep.
was our first right. knowledge portion. Was
right.
Fables.
And so those things would be considered fiction, and then studying different cultures, the body, that would be nonfiction, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so that's what's happening in second grade. So we did, what was that again, with the first unit?
Fairy tales and tall tales.
Fairy tales and tall tales, and then we went into
early Asian civilizations.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, that's a problem when you get old. You start forgetting stuff. Okay. Kelsey, what's the knowledge component look like in kindergarten?
Sure. So in knowledge, we actually started out with nursery rhymes. So, you know, a lot of them that are common, like Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, Starlight, Star Bright, Humpty Dumpty. But then they also learn some lesser known nursery rhymes. And obviously, they're learning about different kinds of stories. We also talk about fables while we're learning nursery rhymes. And they're working on the skill of being able to rhyme and recognize rhyme. And also that some stories follow a pattern or a rhythm as you are reading them or saying them.
And do you have other units coming up, other nonfiction units?
Yep. So then our second knowledge unit was on the five senses. And that was really cool because it really goes into depth on each of the five senses. And they learned very specific things about their anatomy and how... you know, your eyes are made and the different parts of your eye, not just that your eyes can see, but the inner workings of it. It was really cool and hands-on. And then we are almost done with our third year unit, which is stories. So more traditional stories like the Three Little Pigs and the Big Bad Wolf and other fables and fiction stories.
That's interesting because in first grade, it piggybacks almost exactly. Our first unit was fables. And just like you said, in kindergarten, we had a lot that they knew, The Boy Who Cried Wolf, and then some they didn't know, like The Fox and the Grapes, The Dog in the Manger. And then we did The Human Body, which reminds me a lot of the five senses. The Human Body was all on the different network, how your body is a network and all the different systems in our body. So we started with the skeletal system, the digestive system, the muscular system. It was really fun.
So what I'm noticing, and that is it seems like we have themes... That spiral. So they start in kindergarten, like fables, and then we go to first grade with fables, a little different, and we go to, what was the one in?
Fairy tales and tall tales,
right? We also do senses, which is really about how we gather information, right? Through our ears, through our eyes, through our noses, through our touch, right? And that part of our body, then we go into... The body systems. Systems, like skeletal systems.
Muscular system, digestive system, circulatory system, and the nervous system.
Right. And then eventually we'll get to a body unit in second grade, will we not?
Yep.
So I want the audience to recognize how we're building knowledge. We're not just teaching knowledge in isolation and alone, because when we do it that way, it tends to go into short-term memory and it doesn't really stick. I know that in my previous life as an elementary principal, we had fifth grade, got American history, and then I went to the middle school and seventh grade, got American history again, and the seventh grade teachers would say things like, oh my goodness, have these kids ever been exposed to anything? It's like, well, they have. It's just it didn't build on itself from year to year to year. And this is being very purposeful about how it builds from one year to another. And that way we can help kids gain the background knowledge that they need to bring meaning to text, which is the whole purpose of the knowledge, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, I feel like the knowledge piece is so strong. They go very in-depth. Even when kindergartners were learning about the five senses, we also read... biographies about Stevie Wonder, and we made a timeline of his life, and Helen Keller, and it was just, it's really cool. And now the kids, or I'm sorry, Ray Charles too. It was Ray Charles, not Stevie Wonder. Got my musicians mixed up.
That's okay.
But they go home and they tell their parents, and their parents are amazed with the vocabulary and knowledge that they are learning and using.
Let's talk about that vocabulary. Jesse, you were gonna say something.
I was just gonna say, it was even cute this weekend. My son is a fourth grader. Or a third grader in Miss Kimball's class, and they're doing the animal classifications.
Yep.
And so he was pretending to be a zoologist this weekend.
Mm. Yes.
My wife sent me a little video while I was deer hunting, so I was like, "Ah, it's really sticking with them."
It is sticking with them, and as is the vocabulary, because I've had conversation with people in the district, and they've said that not only are we hitting vocabulary hard, but the kids are actually starting to use those words both in their verbal expression and in their written expression. Tell me some more about that.
Just the other last week we had the word scampered, and so in the past we've had the word scurried, and now it's changed to scampered with this curriculum. But either way, it was just that was our word to really hit home with. There's a couple of vocabulary words each day in first grade. And then there's one that we really want them to try to memorize and remember and use. And so we try to use that on a daily basis. So we acted it out in class. We had kids model it. And then if I saw kids maybe walking a little too fast in the hallway, I'd be like, oh, are we supposed to scamper in the hallway or walk? So,
well, if you were hunting and you took a shot, it's possible that the deer scampered away.
Correct.
If you missed them. Okay. What are some other examples of some things that you're seeing in the vocabulary development?
It's just been really fun to see the students use the vocabulary words instead of using them with the story and then just not really touching on them again. Now they're using them, and I'll hear them while they're washing their hands for lunch or lining up, and they're telling each other stories and then using those words too. Or a big one was exaggerations, and the kids really liked to use that one too.
Well, if you're doing tall tales, exaggerations are a large component of that. Or if you listen to Mr. Lee tell a story, exaggerations are also part of that as well. It's like every time I retell a story, I think I exaggerate one new piece to it every time. Kindergarten vocabulary?
Yeah, kindergarten, I would say we're doing very similar things to grades one and two. One thing we try to do too, you know, obviously their writing is progressing in kindergarten. They start out with a lot of fine motor development and we're learning strokes, and then you have to learn how to form the letters correctly. So we're not quite at writing paragraphs or stories, but we more verbally show our knowledge of vocabulary. So we do a lot of acting out. I do a lot of reinforcing throughout the day. And then in my classroom, we do something called sharing every day during morning meeting. And so I'll always integrate the vocabulary words so that they can apply it to themselves and practice using it in a sentence. And they are awesome at it. We should never underestimate our young children's ability to use these important words and expand their knowledge.
Yeah, I think what I'm hearing is that we're expecting some more things out of our kids, and we're actually getting it, right?
Yep.
And so they are gaining both in their knowledge but and also their skills, right? And so what's an example of some skill that we used to teach, but we're still teaching maybe in a different way? Well, let me give you an example that came from last week's podcast. Riz was talking about author's intent, right? What's the author's intent? And so that's being brought out differently through the text that we're reading now. And just that's just an example of a skill that we're working on. Can you think of anything else?
I can speak for kindergarten. I feel like in the past, you know, obviously we have the basics of comprehension of sequencing of events and what are the main characters, what's the setting. But I feel like previously in kindergarten, we always have read a lot of stories and talked with it about children, but we haven't expected them to apply it individually. As early as we have now, and even by like the fifth lesson in knowledge, they were cutting out pictures and sequencing events of the story that they just heard using vocabulary to retell stories. And we've done that at least five times and in varied ways. They've cut out in sequence, but we have extensive comprehension questions that they are answering every day. So definitely, I feel like their comprehension is being pushed and encouraged a lot more.
That reminds me, too, something I've noticed with the CKLA curriculum is for each domain, each unit, it really works consistently on the same skill. So in Fables, we worked a lot on plot. And we did that every day versus skipping from one to the other throughout the unit. And then now our new skill we're working on is Venn diagrams. And so almost every story that we read for different lands, similar stories, it'll compare and contrast the stories using either a two or three Venn diagram.
Yeah.
And kindergarten is also using those graphic organizers too, which when I think and I hear you were using the same vocabulary words of plot or main characters or setting, that once again is spiraling for the kids so that they're hearing the same language throughout all their years.
A lot of consistency with that, which is really nice too.
So what are some of the challenges with CKLA?
Time.
Yeah.
They expect a lot, and it's just so hard in the day to fit it all in. But we're getting there.
I would say stamina, too. So once again, I teach kindergarten. And so we did start this curriculum on day three. And it does expect kids to be able to attend for a while. And that is something that we work to build in kindergarten. So we do a lot of creative brain breaks as needed to build their stamina. But it's coming along.
I had an opportunity to be in your classroom for a short period of time, and I can't remember if you were doing CKLA or whatever, but you're a really good kindergarten teacher because things were moving like every 2 minutes, right?
Yep.
Because they're five.
Yeah.
And
got to keep them engaged.
You got to keep them engaged, and otherwise their attention goes off and they're like, squirrel.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so this is building the stamina so that they can engage for longer periods of time. Is important because if we're teaching knowledge, that takes a while to gain. If we're teaching skills, that takes a while to acquire, right? Other thoughts?
CKLA does a nice job of presenting their material. So I watch, they have a lot of free stuff that you can watch online. Mm-hmm. There was an Amplify podcast or webcast, I can't remember what it was called. And they talked in there about like keeping it a really perky and lively pace. And so you got to really work hard. That's been a challenge. Mm-hmm. Keep that pace up. Yes. Miss Stobie does an excellent job of that. My son had Miss Stobie. She's awesome.
Yeah.
Building that stamina for the students, but then also there's a lot more prep on the teacher's end with a lot of reading to kind of really understand what we're going to be teaching, whether we know what the skill is, but knowing how they want us to teach it, it's a lot more reading in that way so then we can do it with fidelity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So is it more preparation because it's new? Is it more preparation because it's more complex, or a little combination thereof?
I'd say a combination. Mm-hmm. Like, it's new, so we're learning as we're going.
Yep.
But it's also, I feel like it's a lot more in-depth than the Wonders curriculum that we had before compared to this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm laughing to myself because I think it's both, and also depending on how much you remember about the core knowledge you're teaching from when I was a child.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, what do I remember about the digestive system and the muscular system? What are the bones called?
Yeah.
So that part can be tricky at times, but the curriculum does a great job of what you need to know versus just fun extra stuff.
Mm-hmm. And like Sadie said, just making sure we're teaching it with fidelity so all the kids are hearing the same message. The book does do a really good job of, you know, you can read it and be able to relay that to children quickly. But as a prepared teacher, you always want to do that ahead of time, too.
So as we move forward this year, are you thinking this is working and we're going to be ready by the end of the year to help the rest of the staff with it? Or are you worried about that?
Nope. I think we're doing an awesome job of keeping notes. Our curriculum coach, Amy Moe, we meet every other week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So she does a great job of keeping us on track and we all keep track of our notes together and go over it. And so I feel like, I'm excited to help everyone out next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Being able to meet and collaborate and talk about that, not only with my second grade team, but also first grade and kind of comparing things like that has been really helpful. Being able to have those conversations and then, like Jesse said, keep track of what we're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just to remind our audience that, you know, we are a standards-based organization. The state of Minnesota requires us to hit certain standards, and you've been doing the work to identify and prioritize those standards. But this is our tool to help us meet some of those standards. And it will not be perfect. We will have to learn areas where we need to augment that tool, but it sounds to me like it's a pretty powerful tool. As you said, it offers a lot of suggestions. There are a lot of available resources that you can access, and it's pretty thorough. So I'm excited about what I'm hearing about it across the district. I'm also excited about, normally I think, and I mentioned this last week, whenever we implement a new curriculum, there's a little dip in student performance because we're all getting used to it. But I just am getting a hunch that we're not going to see that dip. I don't know about you guys, but if we do, we do, because that's that's kind of a normal thing and it's part of the new implementation of a new curriculum. But this seems to be so rich, and as kids seem to be highly engaged, yes? Okay?
I agree.
And so I think that think we're going to see that dip. I'm going to bet money, in fact.
And I think the way that we chose to early implement it and have four teachers per grade level along with instructional coaches really delve into it, work out all the kinks so that next year we can help all our coworkers be really successful.
Yep. And, you know, if you're listening to this right now and you're a parent whose child is in a CKLE classroom, let me remind you, just ask them all kinds of questions about what they're learning, because they got lots of stuff to say. They've got lots of stuff to say. And if you are a parent who are, and you're listening to this going, whoa, wait a minute, I wish my kid was in a CKLA classroom, it is coming to a classroom near you very soon. Well, thank you all for your time today. Do you have any final thoughts before we sign off?
No.
I think you covered it.
Yeah.
Okay. No final thoughts. Well, thank you to our listening audience for tuning in for this episode of Saber Speaks. And I'm Tom Lee, the interim superintendent, your host. And hopefully you found this interesting and we'll tune into future broadcasts as well. We wish everyone a great day. Thank you.